Mine.
At 6:31.
This is the one you're supporting.
I want to thank everybody for coming. First thing we're going to do is approve the minutes. Did everybody?
Yep.
Got an email for one. Thank you. Everybody have a chance to read them?
I will move.
Okay. Move them.
Second.
Dave seconds.
I did.
Both of them are.
Yeah.
We have two seconds.
I just want to make a comment. I'm not asking for a change in the minutes, but I have concerns about limiting public comment. And it did say there was a discussion about
Yeah.
I don't need every word quoted, but I just want to make that point. And that can just go in this minute.
Okay.
We'll be talking about it. So.
I understand.
But factually, they're correct, the minutes. I mean,
yes.
You're upset about what
yes.
you know,
and
you
said
just,
we had a discussion.
Right.
It's fine.
And if we want to talk about that for just one moment, I mean, I definitely have some concerns about limiting public comment. I'd be willing to do it as long as we exempt Phil Guerrieri. I wanted to put that back in the minutes.
Well, that's fine. Just so you guys know, the rules of the legislature right now is public hearing is only 30 minutes. So we technically could cut it. If there's 50 speakers and you get to number 27 and it's 30 minutes,
I think we should follow that rule.
So I'm saying the current rules allow.
You could also limit it to a minute each to allow more people instead of 3 minutes. I mean, there are different ways of doing it. I suggest to people that if they're all there, whatever it is, if they're all there on the same topic, that they try to get a few key people to make those points and not everybody.
And the rest of them maybe have a letter that they all sign.
Yeah.
This is how many people were in the room supporting this.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Can we do the last resolution first?
So the
we
late
give,
one?
Yeah, the late one, because I think that's going to be the least controversial thing on the agenda. So.
Okay. Let's take late resolution number 229, approving home rule request.
Do we have to move in second to discuss it?
Yeah. Do we have a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Second, Anna. Okay, Anna.
As I read it, it's a memorializing resolution.
It's not.
What
it is it's a home rule request. In order to create this would be us approving of Senate Bill 5301, Assembly Bill 7480 of 2015, which would allow the County of Ulster to set up a taxi and limousine commission, which would regulate, taxis, limousines, car service, and whatnot.
But how would it affect the City of Kingston, who already has one?
I don't think it would. The City of Kingston would operate the ones inside the City of Kingston, and the county would the county would fall. I don't think we can preempt them on that. I think that they preempt them.
The meeting, just if anybody has that question, it is a good question.
Yeah,
because we'd hate to
do
something that could affect the City of Kingston, and find out that we screwed them up.
I mean, I doubt it will. Usually on stuff like that, if a locality has it first, then the county is preempted, and we can't we can't do it there. The same thing as the false alarm law. Woodstock already has one. The county passes one. The county can't enforce theirs in Woodstock. Or so has been the opinion of on that particular level over the years.
What do you think, Gabby? Gabby, no,
I'm not sure I agree with what you just said. I think you could fix it fairly easily with one line about any pre-existing statutes, rules, regulations, or laws. You can certainly recognize that by making one change.
I think that would have to be done in a resolution setting up the TNLC. This is essentially supporting state bills that give us the authority to set up the TNLC.
Yeah, that's true. That's not going to happen now yet.
So this would
right,
merely
sort of a memorializing resolution.
I mean, yes and no. In order to pass a bill through the state senate, they require a resolution approving a home rule request, and there's also a set of forms that go with it that we have to fill out that get filled out after we pass the request. The reason it's late, and I apologize, I had a conversation with the chief of staff for Senator Bonasik over the weekend. The senator had just put this in and Assemblyman Skartatos has had one in for us. Essentially, for a little bit of backstory, you know, we passed this last year with the old for the old state legislature, and ours was coupled with Dutchess County's. It was one for Ulster and Dutchess County. This year, they've split them up. And one of the problems with the Ulster and Dutchess County one that we did last time is, you know, if you don't have a majority member in the House introduced in, it's not getting passed. And Terry Gibson, former Senator Gibson, was the senator who had it introduced in the Senate, so it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. Passed the Assembly, but not the Senate. The reason why we would want this is, right now, our taxi and limousine companies can only take someone on, say, an airport run. They can only bring them back from the airport or from the city if it's a continuous trip. And state law defines a continuous trip as 24 hours. Within 24 hours of going down, you have to come back. Otherwise, you know, if one of our cars goes down there and they determine that it's not a continuous trip in between bringing down and bringing up, they get ticketed.
Who would ticket them? New York City Police?
The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. So what this does is, the only way our taxi and limousine companies can apply for reciprocity with the New York City TNLC is to have a TNLC.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thought would be, and again, there's a concern on both sides of it. I understand the taxi owners' concerns. They would like this so they can apply for reciprocity. The problem is, the city is under no obligation to grant reciprocity. So they could end up just having a taxi and limousine commission here and paying a fee for it and being no better off. But this is what they're asking for, so
taking
might as well move forward.
So our livery or library companies?
Yeah,
are
they've asked for it. That's why the senator actually was holding off on putting it in, and the livery companies just kept coming and saying, please, please put it in. So.
Now, what are the, I don't mean to be a stickler here, but what we've changed the rules so many times, I forget what they are sometimes. But what are the rules when it comes to a late? What can be considered as late?
It needs to meet two of the criterion. So criteria number one that this meets is that it's time sensitive. We have to pass it now, otherwise the Senate and Assembly don't have time to act on the Home Rule request. And the second criterion that it meets is that the chairman of the committee, and I spoke to Rich earlier in the day, chairman of the committee or chairman of the legislature deems that it should be acted on now. So that's the two.
I don't know about the first one.
Well, they won't pass it if we don't do this.
No, they can't. It's against the Senate rules to pass a law without.
It qualifies for late, but I don't care. Doesn't matter to me. But we'll support it.
Let's agree.
I'm beginning to understand, but the Senate and Assembly bills are enabling.
What the Senate and Assembly bills do is we need the state's authority to create the taxi and limousine commission. Now, like Westchester County has one. Dutchess County passed a bill asking for the one that was sponsored by Barrett and Serino. The city has the one for the whole city, and Westchester and the city have reciprocity, and that's what everybody's saying. Well, if Westchester can get reciprocity, why couldn't we?
And these bills are specifically for Ulster County?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And according to what Legislator Rock is saying, I think, is the Senate will not pass this if Ulster County doesn't go on record of supporting it. So
yep. Correct.
Even though it's...
We're requesting all
but this
requests.
Is a true one where they're sitting
requests.
On it saying you
just
need
like
to get
when,
it from
we,
the
yes.
county
when we had to do our when we do our extension for the sales tax same thing
usually you have to
do one of these type of things.
Usually what happens with a home rule bill is we send a resolution up asking for home rule bills, and then bills are introduced. They've essentially, because it's late in the session, they've skipped the first step and put the bills in, and the only thing that we have to do moving forward is approve, you know, approve the two bills that are in, which is essentially what we're doing, approving home rule request for Senate 5301, Assembly 7480.
Okay.
Some fellow is moved up. I'll
call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
I don't know enough about this. I'm going to have to vote no on it.
4-1.
Do you have any taxi owners, like taxi or black cars in your district?
They all come up from Newburgh.
Oh, okay.
Can we...
No, I wasn't being nasty. I'm sorry, man. No. I wasn't being nasty. I was just saying you might want to ask them if they're... if you have anybody. That's all.
Yeah, can we just find out? I don't know how we would find out, but... what any concerns there might be. Because...
Oh, I can...
I mean, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, the concerns are going to be some people don't want to be licensed.
Well, the concern is, you know, they're willing to be licensed as long, you know, they're willing to be licensed if they're going to get reciprocity. But there's no guarantee on reciprocity. So it's sort of a step in, you know, a step in faith, hoping that they're going to get reciprocity from the city. That way they don't end up just being licensed, and that's the only concern, is that there's now going to be a separate licensing faction. I don't see it being a bureaucratic nightmare like it is other places in Ulster County. We don't have that many taxi companies. It's not going to take that much administration.
Okay. And who's going to... a commission would be set up.
Hmm?
The commission.
Yeah, it's still got
to
be set up.
We would have to pass by resolution or local law setting up a taxi and limousine commission and funding it in the budget.
Right. First, what they're going to do is with this, if they said, we were asking them, hey, can we create our own law? And if they turn around and say, yeah, you can, then we got to create the law.
And right. If we don't pass it, then it's a moot point.
And if they don't pass it or the governor doesn't sign it, we don't set it up.
My only concern is in the rush that, you know, for all I know, some of the companies might have concerns, and I feel like we might not have time to hear them.
I think you'll hear them before we set it up. You know what I'm saying? Because this enables us to do that.
Okay. That's kind of come full circle.
Yeah, and last year we passed... thank you, Vaughn. Is it on the back here or no?
No, it's not.
It's okay. I think you sent it out earlier, though. In your email, in case you didn't get it today, there's the one that we passed last year, passed 22-0 on the legislature. It was the same thing, only it didn't pass the state legislature.
Okay.
So, and nobody came out and opposed it, to my recollection.
Okay, let's go. The resolution's done. Resolution 182, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 4. 2015, a local
administrative code. Ken, you're on a roll here, buddy.
Pertaining to change orders and or amendments to contracts equal to or exceeding
$50,000. Is that a motion, Dave?
I'll
move it.
Ken, motion. I'll second it.
All right, this is what we talked about at length last time. It's got the changes that we made in it, which would pertain to the change orders. If you look to section
second last page.
Yeah, thanks. Section 4, the director of purchasing shall present a change order or an amendment to a contract to the county legislature for approval when A, the change order or the amendment is for a capital project and the amount thereof is 20% or more of the contingency budget, or the change order or amendment causes the aggregate amount of the changes, aggregate amount of the changes or amendments to a non-capital project to a contract be equal to or exceed $50,000 during the term of the contract.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Resolution 183, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 5, the local law amending the Ulster County Charter to modify various provisions of the Ulster County Charter to be held Wednesday, May 13th. That's got to be wrong.
We're going to have to change the date.
Okay. On all of them.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
No, Tuesday, 182 is right.
June 16th. I'm sorry.
No, this says one.
Yeah. June 16th.
Okay. That's caucus night, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Now, what are we looking at? 183 now?
Yes.
Can I, just for clarity, so we're focusing on 183, I'd like to, at this point, withdraw 184, or do you want me to wait till after?
You can do that now. That's fine.
Matter.
Yeah.
So they're going to be combined somewhat.
So local law number 5, do you want to go through? I changed...
Are you still doing 183? What's up with 183?
Yeah, let's stay on 183.
Yeah, 183 is local law number 5.
183 as well, okay.
Yes.
But isn't local law number 5 a lot of other things?
It is. It's a bunch of things together. I actually have some amendments to make right now. As we discussed at the last meeting... I want to... Oh, nope. It's been removed, hasn't it? Looks like... Yeah, I gave it to him. The term of the chairman and term of the clerk have been taken out. We can do that next month as its own local law that doesn't require a referendum. It was important to me. I asked Erica to take out everything that didn't need a referendum.
Section 3, then.
What's that?
Section 3.
So you have two copies. You have the original one, you have
the former one. Section 3 is taken, Section 3 and Section 4 are taken out.
So
section
what
is 5.
Is 184, are we throw this away, or what are you doing?
Yeah, she said she withdrew it.
And 183, that's thrown away too?
No, 183 is we're working on.
And you have one that I put in your packet, but Ken just handed out a second one. So the one I handed you is not amended. You can throw
I
that
handed
away.
You. This is it right here. This is the 183.
It's local law. That's 183.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying is 183 is not is.
Oh yeah. So
and 184.
The resolution.
All right, well,
the resolution is still in.
I'm easily confused. You know what I mean?
Here, I'll show you.
No, I got it. That's right. Nope. I'm on that.
There. That's the resolution to set the public hearing on this.
Oh, all right.
That's why we got into a little who's on first there.
Can I get the new 183?
Oh, I didn't give that to you, did I? Yeah. You weren't here when I was handing it out.
Sorry.
Did I get it?
Yeah. We have a resolution to set a public hearing on local law number 5.
Yep.
I was going to put it under there for that.
Okay.
So this is local law number 5. That's the same one you're working on.
I'll give it to you.
Do we have a new version of... 183. I have the version of local law number 5.
You got it right here.
There is no version of 183. The resolution won't change. It's still going to be
just
setting a public hearing on local law number 5, a local law to amend charter.
Okay, got it. Yes.
So only the.
Come here and sit with us if you want.
Oh, okay.
He prefers to lurk in the background.
Stalker.
Got it. Okay. That's why you did that. Okay.
So. It removes Section 3 and Section 4. All the other sections move up 2 sections. And everything else is the same as it was. I didn't put in term limits for the executive or the comptroller. I'm willing to entertain them, but I think they should be entertained separately from this.
I don't agree with the term limits for legislative bodies. I do.
I understand.
I mean, the executive, then it's a different ballgame, a 3-term limit or whatever. But because when someone holds the one position that is a position of in many ways ultimate power, and they hold that for a long period of time, that becomes the problem. And legislators don't hold that kind of position. So. Right. So
we didn't have legislative. If due respect, we could if legislators had. To me, in my opinion, and this is what the way I think about going into term limits. If we had legislators who saw a sunset on their serving on the body, and they had to get something done between year 1 and year 12. then you've got drive and determination to get that done, well, and that is where the legislature would yield power. Let me draw a comparison.
I don't agree with that.
I understand.
What you're claiming is the very idea when legislators are sitting in their positions for a certain amount of time, they have the ability to be, in other words, to do what they think is right without so much of the repercussions.
That hasn't been my experience.
So I just wimp out all the time.
No. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying, Dave.
I'm the wimpy Dave, they call me.
The only absolute is that there are no absolutes. But for the most part, I have seen legislators, and I'm not immune to this. I could, I can feel myself sometimes setting into a routine. It's not about wimping out.
Right,
it's about a routine.
So that routines are not necessarily bad things. Unless the routine is bad, then. If you get in a bad routine, then it's bad. But if you get a good routine...
I can tell you that, the comparison that I draw to this, and one of the things that has made me think about this and work towards this is, I was talking to our congressman, Congressman Gibson, one day, and, everything. When he's in the district, he is everywhere. He'll be from Milan in Dutchess County to Oneonta in a period of 3 hours or 5 hours or whatever, and hit three events along the way, and jog three parades in a day and stuff like that. And I said, how do you have that kind of drive and determination and to represent the district like that? Because there's a lot of people at that level just go through the motions and keep getting reelected. And he said, Ken, it's because I've self-term limited myself. There's an end. My wife and I, this is our time to serve. I said I'll serve no more than, I think he said, 4 terms in Congress. And there's an end to it. So you just, he said, it's like a race. It's like a sprint.
Personal,
you run to the end.
That's one person, though. That's one person, and I have a lot of respect for him.
But I've also, but again,
I like
seen
the guy.
It.
I've
seen...
Time.
I've seen the opposite side of that. I've seen the people who are here, and they're not working hard.
And I've seen people that are so amorized by the power in the other room that they do anything they're told.
Fair enough.
So, in other words, the problem is you got to also there's always a good data mix. I agree with you. But I don't agree with term limits for legislators. I do, maybe if you're talking, because take a look at the Constitution. Where did the Constitution limit terms? They limited in executive branches. In most places, they limit in executive branches.
The Constitution didn't limit the terms. It was an amendment to the Constitution.
It's still
a
Constitution. Once it's amended, it's a big part of the Constitution.
But I'm saying it was made very...
recently.
It was a precedent that was set by George Washington. Eventually, it became part of the Constitution with an amendment. It was still a precedent that was set. He said he wouldn't serve more than 2 terms.
And this is an amendment to our Constitution.
And everybody did that up until FDR. But this is you're weakening a legislative body that's already weak.
I don't agree.
You don't agree this body isn't weak?
I don't agree that I'm weakening it further.
I think
I just add my point, my thing? I somewhat agree with Legislator Donaldson. I mean, if you look around the country, the president, and there are a lot of governorships, or some, I don't want to say a lot, I don't know how many, that have term limits. I don't know how many legislative bodies have term limits. I'm sure there's some, but honestly,
New York City Council.
Yeah, so this definitely happens. My issue is if legislators should be term limited, which I don't agree with term limits either.
I understand.
I do a little bit. I do. I don't totally disagree with them, but I think it should be across the board for elected officials.
Fair enough.
Who we can do it to in this county. So it would be, to have an executive here 20 years. When legislators can only stay a certain time, I don't know what would be.
That would be really bad,
A second, can I take an informal poll? Are there 3 votes to move this to the floor?
Can I speak
on why?
Please.
Yeah. I've given it a lot of thought, and because I wanted to see the terms increased to 4 years, but I really have reservations about the term limit, because if somebody is good, I think they deserve to stay. And I want to thank you for moving the other stuff out, but I...
Then again, if I could, since there probably aren't the votes to...
Can I just say something?
Please.
On it. You finished?
Yes.
I kind of, like, man, I could go... I'm more opposed to the 4 years than the term limits. To me, I could support the resolution if you want to put the 4 years on the ballot, even though I probably would be vote no. I still don't have a problem with it being out there for the voters.
Right.
But at the same time, the term limits should include everybody. So that's why if we included everybody that we could,
right, I understand.
The term limits, I'd be a yes on this resolution with the 4 years to get it for a referendum to let the voters have a say.
Well, you get a chance, Ben. You can speak.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would love to put just the 4 years, 4 year term on the ballot. But I personally wouldn't do it in good conscience because I think it's going to, be obliterated by the voters. I think it's going to be destroyed. No, in my opinion, it was, I don't want to call it a deal because that's not the way to put it, but it was a trade-off. Right. The voters, I feel like the voters would have been willing to give us a 4 year term.
Everybody term limits then.
Because the executive is running for election this year, and he would put all of his might and all of his energy into defeating it.
I don't know how.
Why would he?
Because he doesn't believe in term limits for the executive.
Well, let him
but
come
the point
out
is, and then let him say that.
He would.
Voters still have a say.
But the point is, well, it wouldn't really affect him all that much because he still can serve three more terms. Because it's not retroactive.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just I look at political realities as well as legislative realities. I'll be all right for a minute.
No, I have I'm definitely for the term limits. It probably have been all the time. It's something that, we hear about every time the economy goes south or something happens. You got to throw the bums out, but we can't. it's something that, conservatives have been for well over 20 years, probably longer. And I do believe that we should somehow, I don't know if we have momentum, Ken, it doesn't look like we can get it out of this committee, but I'd like to see, and we made an informal amendment last week or last month to include the executive and comptroller, I think that's your chance of getting it done. I don't think the executive would come out and he's not going to look bad. It'll make him look bad if he came out against term limits.
And Legislator Ronk, in my opinion, he's already going to be opposed to the audit and stuff. So let him come out and be against everything we're trying to change. And I don't think he will.
Well, if you're doing But you have it also is that they can only serve and then they can't even ever come back.
Yes, they can.
No.
Oh, never can.
I thought we changed that.
To 2 years out or four, one term out.
They couldn't serve three consecutive terms.
After three consecutive, they have to be out one.
Yes.
No.
You're right. Three consecutive full terms. You're right. We did add consecutive.
And then they can go off for four years and come back.
For 4 years and come back, yeah.
Could you just show me where that is? Because I missed it.
Section 2, subparagraph C, commencing with the a full term shall be here. Commencing with the members of the county legislature who take office on January 1st, 2018, no person shall serve as a county legislator for more than three consecutive full terms.
So they can come back.
A full term shall begin when a legislator is elected during a general election and shall not be applicable to terms where a legislator is appointed to finish a term or is elected during a special election.
So what years would the legislators serve? When would the election be the same time that the county exec is up?
It wouldn't.
No, they'd be every two. Every other year.
So in other words, they're going to come up when the county executive is running.
No, these terms, the legislature will run with the comptroller every 4 years.
Well, why wouldn't they run with the county executive every 4 years?
Talk to me after the meeting.
Dave, that was set up back when we did the charter changes. So
No. We run every 2 years.
Well, this could take effect, right, Dave, in 2023. Am I correct, Ken?
Yeah.
So you can change the effects. Why can't you just do it when it run the same time?
Why do you want to do that?
Because it would make more sense to do that, wouldn't it?
What did you say, Legislator Donaldson?
You get the numbers out.
What did you say? All right. I think, Legislator Green.
Yeah, I was looking. Actually, I thought you were saying You know, I had made a suggestion of one term off and then come back on. But that doesn't, there isn't language.
We can maybe put language in there. Listen on.
I believe it's in there, Manager Joe, because it says three consecutive terms.
And then, and then it defines a consecutive term, defines a full term.
Yeah, but it doesn't say after three terms you can serve again. Let's sit around.
So by default, it pretty much says that it's unwritten, but it's just logical.
So if they go off, then it's not consecutive anymore.
Well,
okay.
If you lose your election and it's not consecutive, then you obviously come back and run again.
That's right. Which, I gave in on that.
It should state that.
It says no person shall serve as county legislator for more than three consecutive,
terms. So you can't serve after three terms. You're all done. We should put in there one 4 year after 1 4-year term off, you could come back. It should be stated.
That's a prohibition.
Yeah, that should be stated in there. And can I just say another thing about Legislator Donaldson's question? If 4 years gets say it got passed, you would have legislators run 1 year, 2 years later executive, 2 year legislature. The balance of power can always change every 2 years. If the executive and the legislature ran together, then for 4 years,
no,
the public would have no
I'm
options of changing the government. And that, to me, I don't like that.
If the last hang up that gets this to the floor
if we include the people we can include.
No, I was saying if the last if the hang up is, you know, the consecutive terms and not, and people not being able to come back, I'm willing to add that language.
Or you don't want them to come back ever.
I don't want
years.
Them to come back after 12
no,
years.
But again, in their 30s and then serves and then they're 60 and want to serve again.
We're not that important.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it.
Thanks, Kev.
No, we're not. 12 years.
I find our work to be very important.
In the scope of reality, we're not.
Fair enough.
And
we don't mean shit to a tree.
what I was going to say earlier is that, and that's why I asked for sort of an informal poll before we voted, because I feel so strongly about the change on the audit committee that I'm not willing to sacrifice the audit committee change to get all this other stuff. I would be willing to take out the term limits and the term extensions and just pass this local law now with the audit committee because
now,
I think it's that important
is
of an
the
issue.
One, the audit one is the one that, where are we? Part is that on?
It's a bunch of them. It's the main body of the audit committee one is section...
Page 4.
We can do that separate? We should do that one separate.
It's page 3 and 4. It's section 6 now. A new section B is hereby added to C11.1 of the Ulster County Charter and section A25.1 of the Administrative Code. It essentially it goes on to add that the it adds language that makes it so the choice of the audit committee is final and the chairman of the legislature has the authority to execute and shall execute the contract with the selected independent auditor.
But the funds can't be stopped or the you know, because remember that was the thing Mike said last year.
No, we put it, well, it, we have it in our budget.
Okay.
Well, I think what the issue last year was Mike said he would direct Bert not to issue a draft.
Well, and at that point, with this new language, I think we'd be in solid legal ground to sue the executive to pay the bill.
I think we would have before this.
I do
I
too.
It makes it much better, but I think
we had the ability to do that, but we didn't.
If we had overridden the veto, which we didn't,
but I think this is really important. I think it codifies what already is true.
Me too.
But
hearing from multiple members of the Charter Revision Commission, it further clarifies their original vision for the change.
Right. Yeah,
so,
the idea it's got to be done by a legislative body. I mean, we're a deliberative body. It's a different mindset of government.
The only thing I say legally is you have a rule that separates, and I know this isn't technically a resolution. Each resolution has one subject, essentially. And I know a local law isn't a resolution, technically. But it would be consistent maybe this is a very different subject than term limits.
Yes and no. I understand what you're saying, and if this were a resolution supporting these three things, I'd agree with you. But technically, the question, the one question is amending the Ulster County Charter.
I understand.
Yeah, but I mean, I said the same thing the last time, because my concern is you're looking at something so different that, you know, I don't know if you could really, you know, you said it was amending the charter, but when you amend the charter, I don't know. I just think this should be a separate item anyway.
You know, to Dave's point and Kathy's, I've never seen the state lump their four ballot issues to separate them, whether it's casino, electronic.
Fair enough. But like you say, in the grand scheme of things, they're not as important as the state.
You have a good point there.
In other words, you're saying that you're worthless.
Can I also make comment on something that's not in there? I think we also should define what years redistricting will be up, so we know which years you'll run. 8 years, if it passes, which...
Right now, we're not even on that. We're not even doing that.
Redistricting.
We don't have a... we're just... Right now, the only thing we're doing is the audit, which I support. I mean, we have to have that. That became a problem last year, and the idea that, you know, it was troublesome that the executive could force the issue of someone to be picked because...
But I don't think anybody on the committee is opposed to that.
What all the departments are doing.
I think everybody.
Well, that's once again. So let's you know what I just said was, you know, I'd like to make an amendment that we remove sections 1 and 2 of the local law, and then leave in.
When do we have to have this done?
The other sections.
In order to get it on the. Do you know what it is?
We have to have
yesterday.
It, yeah, we have to, in my opinion, in order to have it remotely enough time, we have to pass this tomorrow, have the public hearing in June, pass the resolution to adopt it in July.
Did you talk to your
April 15th
BOE guy?
April 15th.
Did you talk to Turco?
Yeah. The middle of April is when the ballot questions have to be to
April.
The
that
board.
Was last week.
August.
Oh, all right.
Sorry. Okay, they have to be to BOE by August. But Mike Hine has 1 month to sign or veto local laws.
So we have to do it by June.
Laws.
Latest would be June meeting.
July.
No.
We could do
it. No, because he could hold off on it and then it passes the time.
He could essentially, if we do it too late, he could pocket veto it.
But June, we're okay.
When's our July meeting?
This is an important thing because to me, this is very similar to the, you know, the ethics.
I agree.
Thing that we had. It's the idea.
These things aren't sexy and they're not, you know, exciting.
Right.
But these are the kind of things that really do important work for government.
Because I felt we should have actually pushed the issue on the last one, but we didn't have the support.
Senator Green.
I understand it's a local law, but is it possible to separate and make it two local laws? Because there's a lot of agreement in the second.
We're taking all that out. We're taking all that out, Manager. We're just going to do the audit thing.
I was talking about taking 1 and 2, removing 1 and 2,
and
leaving the rest.
Let's just do the audit, and then you know what? What you do is you're going to be here next year. You can deal with it next
year. Lord willing.
Or next month.
But you might not have enough time.
Well, you definitely won't have enough time.
Because you want to, if you're going to do that, if you're going to have term limits, we got to make sure that they read properly, that somebody can come back after, you know, they take a,
which you're willing to
a break for 4 years, and if they want to come back, they come back. Most of the time, they're not going to come back. But like you said, it might
it's
be
not
a guy
my
runs
ideal
when
scenario,
he's 30.
Man, but I would be willing to do it.
The guy's 30 years old and
ran,
he wins, and all of a sudden,
they're so, no, so important.
Yeah, and then he's later he's 60 and he's retired and decides, I don't, you know, you want to get involved.
But again, it's not to me. That's not a term limit. It's a break.
But the point is, yeah. No, but I'm like, man, if the person's good, I mean, you know, you might not have liked Marie Cinci, but to me, he was, you know, an excellent. Congressman, if he could have ran forever, I would have always voted for him. I like him. He took hard stands, and he, you know.
Yeah. All right, so what are we taking out of the audit out of this one?
And I happen to like Chris gets it a great deal. I think
we're gonna remove the term extensions and term limits and leave the audit in.
So we're gonna make what was the original Section 8, now Section 6 is gonna become Section.
Why don't we just make it a whole new thing?
We can't. We don't have time. The meeting's tomorrow.
But it could be two separate laws.
No. Yeah, but we're not gonna mess with that
because you'd have to.
We have divisibility of resolutions in the rules. There's no divisibility of local laws. Right. And divisibility, I believe, is only done on the floor. It's not done in committee.
Yeah. One of my concerns also is the caucus hasn't talked about this.
But this is yours.
We've had so much else on our plate.
This is yours.
It is. So I'm making an amendment and I'm approving the amendment.
I know what you're saying. You can, okay, why can't it be a
whole new resolution? This isn't passing the law. It's just setting a public hearing. Then we would have to vote on the law down the road, so there would be plenty of time.
There's not time to do another resolution.
Why not? We could have a special meeting tomorrow.
Nuh-uh.
Why don't we just we just amend it to take it out, and then every section moves back two more. That's
all.
But
do we have to amend it on the floor then?
Yeah. No. We can amend
shouldn't
it.
Shouldn't have to if it's okayed by him.
As long as it's not on the day of the meeting, we can amend in committee.
And it's the sponsor who is okay with it.
Man, I know the rules too good. Right. I got a cat
that's
here.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on what we're amending. We're taking out everything about the terms and the term limits.
We're moving sections 1 and 2.
We're taking them
section out. 4 then becomes 2. Section 5 becomes 3. Section 6 becomes on from there.
4 becomes 2. 5 becomes
3.
6 becomes 4.
4, that's the number I was looking for.
What, are we going to clean this up by tomorrow?
Yeah, 7 becomes 5.
So 1 is going to.
Because you've already taken all these out. It's really
6 and 9 becomes 7.
Well, we've taken those out, and that screwed up the numbers already.
If you take 1 and 2 out, and you've already taken 3 and 4 out, you're really starting with 1 at 5. Is that
well, you're starting with 1 at 6, right?
No.
1 at
4. The old 6.
On page 3, well, it was originally the section 6, which is crossed out, and this copy was 4, it's now crossed out, and it became
6. Man is right.
The bottom of page 2, which says 5 is crossed off and it says 3, that will be new number 1.
Here.
The bottom of your pan on the left.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
That's now 1. It goes 5.
That's 1. 1 would be 1.
1.
Yeah.
Right. 2 would be where the 6
two,
is crossed off and there's a 4.
3.
7 and 5 would be
four,
3. 8 and 6 would be 4.
Yep.
Now, 9 and 7 would be 5.
All right, but wait a minute. 1 is going,
six,
right?
7. There's now 7 sections for here. Right. I did it.
Okay. I think I got it.
All right, is 1 there anymore? Off, right? 1's going, right?
1's going, 2 is going.
Why is this back here now?
And wait, 3 is already
gone. This was the one we had changed for tonight.
Yes.
And 4 and 5 was gone.
Page 4, what is this? It starts over again. There's just two copies stapled together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
Just to make it more confusing.
So you're starting right here then, right?
We're starting here.
Oh, right.
And again, for the record and for everybody sitting here, I don't want to take out 1 and 2. I feel very strongly about them, but I feel even stronger
you got a lot
that
of
we
time.
Get the audit committee done.
We should talk about that next month.
Don't you? Yeah, but you got time for term limits because the vote is not going to be coming up. In other words, it's going to be changing. What year does that all change in?
No, it would change in 2018. It would change.
It would be the next election cycle. So if we wait another election cycle, it pushes back another election cycle after
that.
Before
we do that, we need to know what the redistricting is going to be from here on out then. Because some years, because Legislator Roberts, what happens is right now, with 2-year terms, every 10 years, we redistrict. If you have 4-year terms, 4, 8, 12, you can't redistrict in the middle of the third term. So some redistricting would, say, be in the year 14. Then you would just run 2 4-year terms, and then you would do a 12. Then you'd run 3 terms and do it back to the year 14.
No, but you can
say it would be in the same year every time. It would just be for a different number of years.
It couldn't be in the same year.
Yeah, you would still, no, you would.
How do you do it? Do the math.
You have to do it.
But the redistricting.
The charter says we redistrict in years ending in 2.
But in 4-year terms, how do you get to a year ending in 2? Explain it to me.
You
do the redistricting. It's about when it takes effect.
You don't want to redistrict like 2 months before the election, like we've done before.
No, but the thing is, Okay, so then some years...
Now, 1 year, yeah, that
a four-year term is going to end in a year with a two. Other years, it's going to end with a zero and a four. So then you miss that two. So it goes into effect the next election after.
The redistricting for purposes of running.
Basically, some years, some decades, terms. Other decades, there'll be 12-year terms.
Yes.
Yeah, in a sense, yes.
That's... Right, you can set the districts up in year ending in two, but then people are going to be running the final 2 years of their term. They're
going to
know their new district for 2 years. That
right?
Yes,
it's a minimal amount that it would affect.
They're no longer every 10 years.
Well, was there a second on my motion to?
I'll second it.
Oh, for the audit thing, yeah, I'll second.
Can we go through the numbers one more time, Ken?
Yeah, let me read to you.
Oh, she's going to do it.
We got it.
See what you did, Kev?
I'm kidding.
I'm a little slow tonight anyway.
Okay.
My brain is not engaging.
Okay, we have a motion and a second on the amendment. All in favor of the amended amendment?
Hold on. Cavi's got something to say.
I'm reading through this kind of carefully, and I go to the last page. Shall the amendment of the attorney charter approve the proposed local rule number 5? I'm not sure that exactly what you're doing is clear. In other words, we're talking about the actual ballot question.
We don't write the ballot question. The Board of Elections writes the ballot question.
Yeah, but we can have input in it.
And just for the record, proposed local law 5 may not be local law.
Right.
You know, maybe end up being local law 10.
That's okay.
No, this says, Section 9, mandatory referendum question. The question that shall be submitted.
Oh, that's correct.
It follows.
So we do write
it. And I'm going to be perfectly frank, I don't even understand the question. And I'm completely in favor of it, and I followed this.
I'm pretty sure we copied that straight from the last time, but I'll check before tomorrow.
That
sounds about right?
Yeah, but you're making a mistake.
The last charter change very clearly was about...
What it actually says.
Was about, like...
But we can't put the whole language in,
dozens of different changes.
Close to it.
Is pretty specific.
Well, now it is.
Yeah.
So let's get the language. Can we talk tonight and tomorrow and get the language for that, so we know the voters will be clear that they know what they're voting on?
I'm going to type it up and get it ready to go to print tomorrow morning by 9 o'clock.
$5 to any legislator who gets the general public to understand what the audit committee is in time to vote on the ballot.
Legislative Green.
Can't say mandatory referendum questions and list several questions because, I mean, I understand it's one law, but
I don't know how you're
going to explain.
Good question. It's a question.
What is the local law number 5? Right?
Hmm?
So, but what I'm saying is, I don't think even the audit question is particularly clear.
Right. It's got
to
be.
So I think it almost has to be. Like to set out, I think section B is relative. Section 8 sub B is relatively clear. But all the other stuff precedent to it is really hard to understand. I don't know which is an amendment and which isn't, and I'm pretty familiar with it.
Well, all the other stuff is cleaning up other areas in the charter about contracts.
Understood.
And you know, $5 in a candy bar to you if you can figure out how to make it make sense.
Okay.
I mean,
I understand.
It is a little hard to follow. The rest of the sections from section
5.
Former section 5, new section 3, new section 1. execute contracts in the sum of $50,000. In order to do the audit committee, we have to exempt.
But the section C11-1 is no longer section C11-1, right?
Yeah, it is.
It still is.
Yep. Because C11-1 is the audit committee portion of the charter.
Right. That's
that doesn't change.
You're not changing it for
none of the other stuff changes. It's just the numbers.
But you have it as herein, as opposed to in the charter.
Right, because except as provided in C-11.1 herein.
Do you want to wait with this
what?
And we will pass this in June?
Herein what? This?
It won't go on the ballot.
I thought you just said we had until August.
Ken, herein.
To complete the process. So the process of a local law is... Hold on, Dave. We have to pass the resolution setting a public hearing. Then we have to have the public hearing. Then we have to pass the adopted local law. Unless we had a series of special meetings, we wouldn't get it done.
Okay, Dave? But we could still change a little bit of language if we can't get it quite clear, and it wouldn't change the action. You know, we could change the question that's going to be put for the charter. Would that be a substantial change?
Wait, let me ask you, do you know what that means?
Because the resolution's not changing, it's just
M, where it says execute all contracts.
It's not major, you're not changing the resolution.
And then except as provided in section C11-1 herein. Herein what?
To be honest, I don't know. If I were a voter, I would have no idea.
I mean, I don't have any idea. You're saying herein. Herein what? It's gonna,
so the legislature makes a fact sheet.
Well, you'd have to say, why don't you put herein as in the charter?
B is good.
I don't know.
Think
it's herein.
B is good. And I think 2 on the next page, before, is really clear.
That's got Dave's bad language in it, though. She, Erica, the way Erica did this to clean it up in the local law, to clean up the rest of the areas in the code and in the charter, she went through everywhere where the executive has to execute all contracts over $50,000, and where the purchasing director has to execute all contracts over $50,000. Blah 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 blah. Except in C-11.1, which is the audit committee.
This is going to be new language in the charter. Herein is the charter.
Yeah, but then you need to specify charter.
This is going to be printed in the charter, so you'll know.
Right.
All right, well, then you need to clarify that so, you know, people understand.
You want to remove the word herein? I don't give a shit.
No,
I don't think they know what they're voting on. I don't think they have any clue what this means.
You think the voters knew what they were voting on when they voted on 6,000 changes to the charter the last time? The Board of Elections didn't even pass out a fact sheet. The Board of Elections instructed all the elections inspectors, they couldn't even tell the voters that there were ballot questions on the back side of the ballot.
That's nonsense.
I had to go and print at my own expense a fact sheet about the charter changes and make sure it was okay with the Board of Elections for me to put it in there, that it wouldn't be electioneering, and put it there. So,
well, the problem with this right now is trying to get this clean. This thing is not, in other words, it's, you know, because we made all these changes, it's not very clean. And
it'll be cleaned up by tomorrow.
Well,
I'm going to have a special meeting tomorrow. I don't care. I mean, for God's sakes.
We can do a 5-minute meeting.
What?
Tomorrow I'll have a special meeting.
Yeah. Whatever.
Put it all together and we could have a 5-minute meeting.
Don't you have to have the meeting posted 24 hours?
Yep. Except, you know, special meetings are allowed.
It's a continuation.
The noticing of special meeting is as practical.
Can I ask another question? If we pass it tonight, can't we just amend it on the floor? We don't need another meeting.
Because it's going to be confused and amendments on the floor.
It's not a mess.
You don't want to do that.
Right now, it's a mess. It's kind of a mess.
Stricken, but that's fine.
Yeah,
I can understand. Right. Nobody else can.
Listen,
it's fine.
Listen, if we're not happy with the final version, then we don't vote on it tomorrow. We say we've got to wait one more month and have a special meeting in between. But I don't see what's wrong.
Well,
not
only we get it done by the... Well, it's going to... See, the problem is by... When do we meet in June? When is the June meeting?
Oh, 16th.
The 16th is our session. I stand corrected because our caucus is at the college, and that's.
That's right, and we've had nightmares with doing stuff there before.
Wow.
If we try to start this process in June, if we wait a month to pass this, it doesn't get done by a lot. But it doesn't get on the ballot.
2 months.
But what about cleaning it up and having
it's a 3-month process.
Look at it cleaned up tomorrow.
I'm fine with that.
We can't have a special meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you can.
Because it's back to back.
No, you just got to have 24-hour notice.
No,
you
because
don't. It's as practicable as when right. Open meetings law is notice is as practicable as
we
long.
Can
a, you know.
We can have a special meeting tomorrow. Just right. Not sure what.
Okay, so you want to have a special meeting in here after Ways and Means?
We got Ways and Means. We got caucus.
Well, we have to do
immediately following Ways and Means.
So we can have something explained at caucus.
Don Gregorius will have to speed it along a little bit in caucus, that's all.
Just remember, we're going to have a lot of people here tomorrow night.
That's fine.
Yes.
They'll wait.
I mean, it shouldn't take very long right after Ways and Means. It's got to be before caucus so we can...
I agree. Immediately following Ways and Means.
Was
time is that, 5:45?
Probably get, what's it, 5:30 Ways and Means?
I just remember how we make the, well.
Probably 5:45, 5:50.
There's nothing much to vote on tomorrow, Ways and Means, right? There's only a couple things.
So
well,
here.
They have to do the resolution
still,
on the trail.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Other than that, there's nothing, right?
A couple bonds.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Let's please turn our phones off before the meeting starts. Or turn the volume down.
There's been a motion and a second to amend to remove sections 1 and 2.
Yeah, let's at least
why don't we vote on that, and then we'll get it cleaned up.
Okay.
Yes.
Call the question on the amendment.
Well, if you may, what we're going to do is we're taking basically the easiest way to do this. We're taking everything out other than the items dealing with the audit.
Correct.
So,
which is sections
all in favor?
Aye.
And all for, and then, but that we're voting on that with the understanding that
we
want to clear it up tomorrow.
Instead
of voting on it, we postpone the vote till tomorrow.
Hold on,
when they show it up.
Wait, we're voting on the amendment to remove it.
And remove all the other stuff about
and everything else.
Clerk's
yes.
term and the
already removed. Yes,
those are all,
we're removing
those
as well.
So the whole local law is going to start with this.
Yep.
Former Section 5, former Section
start,
3, new Section 1.
Section 1, C-25M of the Ulster County Charter is amended to read as follows.
Correct.
Section C-25, powers and duties of the county executive.
Yes.
And it's going to be that resolution to the end.
Yes.
As it appears before you.
Correct. Okay. Now, I would like to make a motion that we postpone the vote on this until a special meeting, which will be held tomorrow evening after immediately following Ways and Means. And we will get it cleaned up.
I'll second that.
No, I think we're not going to vote.
We voted on that already.
No, we didn't.
You said all in favor. I said aye.
You and I were going to say aye.
Wait.
As long as nobody said no, you're fine.
Okay. Let me just be clear about what is left. What is left is the $50,000 and the audit.
What is left is the audit committee.
Yeah, the $50,000 is just explaining the rules of... The $50,000 is explaining the threshold that it has to go. So it's really got to do with
but
the
that's
audit.
What's left.
What's left is the audit committee and things that need to be cleaned up elsewhere to accommodate the audit committee change.
Right.
The $50,000, doesn't that come out of 182?
No, it's separate to that.
182 is a separate resolution.
The $50,000 here, Mana, is because, the contract with the independent auditor is over
$50,000.
Right.
Got it. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
I've read this over several
times. I always try to make everybody feel as comfortable as humanly possible. So
okay. Well, at least that we understand.
Yeah.
So we have a motion and a second on the amendment to take out 1 and 2 on the term limit.
Everything except the
order. God. So all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, so that carried 5-0. Now we're going to take action on the resolution.
I'm getting as confused as you are.
Now there's a motion to withdraw the resolution 123.
No, it's just a postpone.
Postpone until tomorrow evening, a special meeting immediately
and
following.
I second
Ways
that.
And
then Legislative Donald for a second. Any discussion on that?
That's fine.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
All right. That meeting should be around 6-ish, right?
Any
probably.
New business?
Move to adjourn.
Any new business?
Oh. That's my new business. All
right.
Okay, any old business? We'll get through this first.
If we could have made it two different things, then I could have had a chance hear some other. This is all kind of new to me.
There's a method to my madness on that, but it didn't work out.
At 7:30, a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, everybody. See everybody tomorrow night. Thank you.